today, and you can time me. I'll stop at 12 o'clock exactly, and we'll see how we do. Last week, I'm going to confess to you, I had a lot of trouble. I struggled pretty good as I was trying to share the Word of God. I woke up early in the morning, extra early, and I thought maybe that might help. I'm going to wake up really early in the morning, I'm going to get all my thoughts in a row, and I'm going to come and share, and it's going to be magnificent. Well, if you were here, maybe you know better. Sometimes it is difficult searching out the Word of God and looking for the meaning that He has for us week to week, day to day. And I confess, I was overcome. I couldn't get my thoughts in a row. I had difficulty. And this is a common thing that you will discover if you were to talk to some preachers and ask them how they fare as they would preach and as they would teach and the things that come up and disturb them, disrupt their concentration throughout the week even. And then through, well, even the day. And I woke up too early, so this week I said, no, I'm going to sleep in a little bit, and I'm going to go in a little better rested. So you be the judge. We'll see how we make out together. We're in this together, right? We go together. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for the message that we would hear from week to week, because most certainly we don't do this in the power and the strength of man. If we did, well, you might be entertained, but you certainly wouldn't grow much. You certainly wouldn't be encouraged in the real things of the Lord. And that's why we're here, isn't it? To be encouraged, to grow, to hear the words of life. That's the reason we're here, isn't it? Yeah, I think you would agree. I think you really would. And that's what I hope the Lord will do for us this morning. As we gather together, we pray together, and we ask Him to speak that we might hear together. So let's ask Him for that blessing now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this morning, that You have brought us here safely and that we could come and we could hear the words of life, the words that You've written down. And You've chosen men to write with a pen, but surely the message is from You. Father, we thank You that You have blessed us with life eternal in Your Son, that we can come to know Him for our own personal Savior. Father, we thank You for the glorious news of the gospel, that we could be saved, sinners, yes, but saved unto His righteousness. Father, we thank You that You have blessed us with this knowledge, that You've given us the Word of God, that we could come together this morning and hear from You. Father, we pray that You would bless us now and that we might be a blessing in the days to come. So, Father, we thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. The chapter we've been studying, well, last week we opened it up a bit, and it was chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, and we learned a couple things, maybe. One of the things was that they were answering questions. They had sent off a letter that we don't have. They sent this letter off to Paul, and he returned this letter, 1 Corinthians, with some answers to some various troubling problems they were experiencing. Chapter 15 is wholly dedicated to the resurrection. First, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and then to the resurrection of those that would be followers of this Lord Jesus. So it's a very interesting chapter. It's very, very specific in its purpose. I can't believe. I find it hard to believe, and so did Paul. Remember, he spoke to the Galatians, and he says, how foolish, how quickly you run to another gospel. And we spent time last week looking at the gospel, what it was.